This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. A Juneau man making a film about historical trauma and Alaska Natives faces two challenges. First, he's terminally ill with ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease. Second, he's getting criticism that because he's white, he can't do justice to the topic. Lyle Hebert says after he was diagnosed last year with ALS, he decided to make his last film, one based on a 1996 book by Yupik Harold Napoleon, Uyariuk, The Way of the Human Being. Among other traumatic events, the book describes the effects of the worldwide Spanish flu epidemic of 1918, which killed thousands of Alaska Natives, laying waste to entire villages. Inupiaq Josinungatuk, originally from Wales, who has a role in the film, feels close to the subject. Both his parents were raised in foster homes after the epidemic left them orphaned.
In fact, my mother was found lying on her dead mother in a Inupiaq sod house. It was dark and dreary and cold there. She doesn't remember that part, but everyone in our family knows that that's what happened. She hardly spoke about it.
Siberian Yupik Yari Walker, originally from Savunga, plays the parts of a mother and of a shaman in the film. She says she only recently learned that her father, now in his 70s, spent years as a child at Wrangell Institute, a boarding school notorious for physical and sexual abuse. Walker says it was painful to watch one of the scenes being filmed at the Alaska Native Heritage Center last month.
The scene was when the Native children were sitting on the bench, and one of the Native boys began to speak Yupik, and the teacher yelled at him and grabbed him and walked off with him.
Lyle Hebert, the filmmaker, says a few people have questioned whether he fully understands and can appropriately handle the subject of the film. He says he invites advice from the Yupik actors and from Harold Napoleon. Plus, he says, he's sticking close to Napoleon's views.
Basically, his writing is the main part of the narration, you know. So I'm just trying to illustrate what he wrote, you know.
Hebert says the film acknowledges wrongs done to Natives.
Some people will like the film, some people won't. It's like that with everything, right? So, respect Native Americans a lot, and I know they've been mistreated and insulted and ignored, and I hope that this might help.
And he believes it will bring greater awareness to people, sharing insights he gained as a social worker working with the mentally ill.
I do think it's the kind of film that will open up people's eyes. People don't realize what other people have been through. A lot of people base their judgments on their own past and own experience. You know, most people do. And my experience changed when I started working with doing social work, and I realized how fortunate I have been all my life and how unfortunate so many other people have been.
As for his understanding of multi-generational historical trauma, Hebert says his sense is that when people face devastating losses, such as the flu epidemic or the wholesale removal of children to boarding schools, they miss out on a happy childhood, a stable, loving family, and knowledge of life-sustaining traditions, leaving them unable or hard-pressed to create and pass those on to their own children.
In order for you to pass something on, you have to be given it to begin with. You can't just make it up. If you want to give love, you have to be given love, you know. That's been my experience. And it seems like most of the people I know who are kind and generous have been given love by their parents and raised in a good situation, you know.
Josinungatuk says he understands the challenges Hebert may face in interpreting and explaining another culture, but he says it is an important story.
And I'm glad that this director is open enough to see that there are things that need to be mentioned and talked about and evaluated, and then to go there towards the future. I think if it weren't mentioned, it would be like one or a dozen pages lost within our history.
Yupik Ossie Guy Iruk with the musical group Bamuwa was raised in Chifornik. He plays the parts of a dancer and of a shaman in the film. He says he thinks the film is important because, like Napoleon's book, it encourages people to talk about historical trauma and to readopt their traditional culture and way of life as a way of healing.
And those unhealthy trauma that we carry, unfortunately, have carried on over to our children as the book points out. But there, if we are more aware of our own doings, we can end it. We can stop it.
Hebert has a bare-bones budget of $40,000, which includes a $15,000 Rasmussen grant and $25,000 raised online. Hebert expects to finish the film by June 2016. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.